Akasha, gentle one. Well, we're still in chapter 2, and we're up to the third section called Aspirants and Non-Aspirants. Aspiration is the forceful exhalation that accompanies a consonant. An example of aspiration and non-aspiration can be found in the word total. The first T is aspirated while the second T is not. The use of aspiration in Tibetan is important in differentiating one word from another. In order to distinguish between a word that needs aspiration and one that does not, we add an H after the particle that needs aspiration and leave it off when aspiration is not needed. Examples: unaspirated. Kangba, leg or foot. Aspirated, KH. Kahangba, house. Unaspirated. Chala, things. Aspirated, chak, to break. Unaspirated. Ta, horse. Aspirated, tanda, now. Unaspirated, pala, father. Aspirated, pama, parents. Unaspirated, sa, grass. Aspirated, saha, salt. You might be tempted to pronounce something you see written with a th, like the th in this, or something written ph, like an f. Remember that the h that follows consonants, except for c, is only an aspiration marker. And so, we'll continue on as always. Tomorrow, Simjanango.